Morning, everybody. Yeah, we are on target. We're trying to finish Perkimo this week and then Perkdal next week. As you see, Perkimo has the alphabet three times and is nonetheless shorter than Perkdal and Perkbeis because the Pesukim are very short. It's Dalam and Hea, much shorter. Okay, Ani HaGever. Okay, Ani HaGever means I am the man. Who is the man? Who is this? So Chazal said that this book is written by Yirmiyahu. There are good attempts, and it's easy to do, to connect practically every pasuk in this book to events in Sefer Yirmiyahu. 52 chapters. And things he warned about, things even outside of Yirmiyahu, things in Malachim and Divrei Hayamim. Already hinted at some of them in the beginning. It says in Divrei Hayamim that when Yoshiyahu died, that Yirmiyahu sang a dirge, and you can find that dirge in the keynote. So what is it in the keynote? It's a rare case of cross-referencing from one book of the Bible to another. Tanakh doesn't usually do that. So it says that keynote, according to Chazal, is this book, Zechas. And what we have to do, of course, is find a dirge in this book where Yirmiyahu seems to be crying over Yoshiyahu. Okay? All right? My doctor.
Is he first in Canada?
Yeah.
That's my foot. It happened to her.
Yeah. Okay, all right, so that's what I'm going to ask those who are listening is when I get up to a pasuk where you think that the author is lamenting the death of the king, raise your hand, okay? It's not going to happen this week. Okay, Ani HaGever. Now, it's fascinating thing is the gematria, exactly, it's not even off, it ought to be one off in gematria. But the gematria of Ani HaGever is exactly Yirmiyahu, right? So, look, it's just a cute little way to remember. But what he's saying is Ani HaGever because usually 1275, when prophets predicted the doom and gloom, like Ovadia, like Tzfania, you know, Ovadia really predicts mostly the gloom and doom of Edom, but Yeshayahu, these prophets didn't live to see the doom and gloom. You get it? He's saying, Ani HaGever, oh, Ani v'shevet ever so. I'm the prophet who had to actually live through this, to experience what this was like. Right? I had to predict these things. I'm not saying I told you so now, because that's bad form, but I told you, well, I'm still, I predicted all these things, and I have to see it. So since he's using, look at all this first person. First pasuk has the word ani. Second verse, osi. Third pasuk, bi. Fourth pasuk, bisari. Fifth pasuk, pana alai. See the trend? Sixth pasuk, vav, amachashakim hushivani. Seventh pasuk, odarva adi. Eighth pasuk, gamki ezai. Every pasuk has someone talking in the first person, as if though I'm personifying something. So there are two approaches to chapter three. More, but two that I will take. One is that this all reflects events in Yirmiyahu's life. Okay, it's not a chiddush because I just got finished saying that all the five prophets in Yirmiyahu in Eicha can be traced to events in Yirmiyahu. But what this turns to is that Yirmiyahu is personifying Yerushalayim. Right? He was put into stocks, so he was surrounded, Magor Misavir, by enemies. So too, Yerushalayim was surrounded by a siege. You get the point, but he becomes Yerushalayim. Okay? Osinahag vayolachoshech v'lo'or. God took me and drove me to a place which was darkness but not light. And Choshech v'lo'or, this is poetic. Choshech v'lo'or means out of pitch darkness, which is not even a
not possible.
A bit of light.
The Rishon is to David.
Yes.
And supposedly these are the pits in which prisoners were put in the Choliyot.
Choliyot, you'll see better in this passage to describe what you just said. Okay, let's see. Ach bi yoshuv yahafoch yado kol hayom. It says, God is turning against me at every turn. It's very interesting. The Gemara says it's in Bava Kama, but I just saw in another Gemara that there are fines for specific fines for grabbing someone's ear, right? For pushing somebody, there's specific fines. The Gemara says that the fine for slapping someone, look at this, for slapping someone like this, a very serious fine. You have to pay a lot of money for that. Twice as much if you hit him like this. Right? Hit him with the back of the hand. It's a bigger fine when you hit him with the front of the hand. So look at this puzzle. It says, Yahfoch yado kol hayom. God's hand is turned around on me all the time. Okay? There's a lot of imagery of this. A hand like this is usually a giving hand. Hand like this is like a blessing, a sort of bestowing hand. Here is, and I'm sorry, this is taking, this is giving. Right? We're born like this, you know. We're born, we have everything in the world, we die with our hands open, we have to give it all up. Anyway, these are just images of the hand in front, the hand in the back. Beloved is serving for Orishi Barat's Mosai. Bilah is serene. The description of my flesh being Bilah is, remember when Sarah was incredulous about giving birth, she said, Acharei Bilosi Haisali Edna. Now you see what that means, right? That means that it became all wrinkled and it's no longer just the flesh of youth. Be young to have a child, so Acharei Bilosi Haisali Edna, right? In my flesh and my skin, shibarat mosai, even my bones are broken. Okay? The word bilah can describe all kinds of things in Tanakh. See, the people that wanted Yahushua to think they were coming from very far made their clothes, their shoes, to be bilah. Okay? It means that, you know, they're worn out. My skin is worn out. But not alive by yakaf, roshu tlaha. They have planted a round age. Beloved Sari, Banaba Alaba Yakaf, Rosh Utzla'a, is planted around me and surrounded me with. Now, Rosh Utzla'a should not be translated. I see it in some places, it's head and hell. I think bitterness and travail, that's probably better. Rosh is a poisonous plant in Hebrew. Okay, the Dasmik will give you a picture of it. Tzla'a is also a poisonous plant. But Tzla'a does describe travail. Moshe goes to the to help, to travel around the Edom and Ammon, Edom and Sihon. No, it says this is all the Tzla'a Hashem Tzla'asam Baderech. So that doesn't mean that poisonous plants we found in the desert. But the Rosh Tzla'a is the travails and the poison that faced us. But Machashakim Hoshivani Kimei Seolam. This pasuk, I'm going to introduce something that you'll see often in the Perikim, is that certain customs we have in Tisha B'Av come from Sukkim and Perikim. Right? The custom, for instance, of dimming the lights at night, and during the day as well, but at night if you feel it a bit more. These should not have the full lights. Whatever you're used to having in the room, remove one of the bulbs or something. Right? So here we have 20 switches, right? So that because it says that he drove me into the darkness, you may say Allah, right? Like the people who are dead for the earth. Godarva adi below it say yichbid nechoshti. He has made a fence around me. There's no escape. Yichbid nechoshti. And the choshes is like a ball and chain that you put around the leg of a person so he can't run. Right? That's the nechoshti. Yichbid nechoshti means it's just the same in another way that I have no escape. Gamki ezak v'ashareh. So some people see another minute is based on this pasuk. Even if I call out and scream and cry and pray, my prayers are stopped up. Remember what the custom we have from this? We don't say tiskabel. We don't say tiskabel in Kaddish at night after Maariv. And we don't say tiskabel in the morning after, right before our leaving. Okay? There is a mistake that the Kiveg and the Tshuva points out that some people, therefore, don't say tiskabel and shiva minyan. Have you heard that? When you run into that? Some people don't say, dafka don't say tiskabel. Kibir so it calls that a bad minyan. It implies that this person died because God refused to hear my prayers. We're not supposed to wonder and consider what that's about. We do know that Yerushalayim was destroyed because Yirmiyahu said, my prayers were stopped up. It's a Tisha B'Av thing. It's not a shiva thing. Okay? Probably some minhagim go from Tisha B'Av to Sheva. The minute of not saying Tachanun in the Sheva minyan is probably taken from Tisha B'Av. Tachanun belongs. So does Avam Matzeach. Book where the Yom Tzara is there instead of Sheva. Like, all right, we don't say Avam Matzeach, we don't say Tachanun on Tisha B'Av, so let's not say it in the Sheva. It's in the Sheva. Right? So, Godar Drachal Baduzis Yisibo Sai Yidah. Means he fenced around my path with hewn stone. The simple shot of this is I have no escape. You escape from the double barbed wire electrified fence. You know what's waiting for you on the other side of that fence. Dovo Reifuli Ariba Misbergen. He's a bear lying in wait. There's a lion hidden. Remember, you used Amos' imagery. You escape the lion, you're going to face the bear. You miraculously escape from the ghetto. You imagine what's facing you like outside. Drachai sorer by fashchini samani shomein. My paths are serpentine. You know, you escape, you want to have a plan, you want to have a route. You escape, there's no escape. Pei Shin Ches is a very rare root in Tanakh. See it? Pei Shin Ches. Doesn't look like anything familiar to you, right, in Hebrew? Vayefashcheni. Right? Samani Shomein. Right? Pei Shin Ches. So some of us should say that when you see a shorish like this, try to find another shoresh that has the same two first letters. So possibly, this is throwing my hands up, Pesa with a sin. David uses that terminology in Shmuel. He's to tread lightly. I have to be careful everywhere I tread because of mines, you know, whatever it is. But in other words, the point is made again and again that it's practically impossible to survive this because you survive one danger, there's another danger facing you right after this. Okay? Dorach kashtova yetziveni kumatara lachetz. This is exactly Yirmiyahu. He uses the same terminology as appears in Yirmiyahu, that they put him in the stocks and he was like a sitting duck. If you rock him, he's sitting on the way because my hands are tied in the stocks. Matara lachetz is literally a target for the arrows. Okay? So that matara is a target. Usually it's spelled with a hey, here it's spelled with an a. So in other words, I'm a sitting duck. Okay? Bibichli yosai b'nei ashpa. So it's just continuing in the theme. Na ashpa is a quiver. shooting the arrows. Right? So I am, everything even goes into my innards. These are all images. If you have a chance, just remember in your mind, Yirmiyahu chapter 20. This encapsulates Yirmiyahu chapter 20. He describes how his prophetic mission has made him a laughing stock amongst his nation. And he wants to stop. He can't take it anymore. He's just a human being. Right? But of course, reality hits him that he has to save the Bnei Yisrael to the extent which he can. Hispiani bamrorim yirvani la'ana. My food is nothing but bitterness, and I have rivani means to. This is a shorish of hispiani. Like when you say orish minas pieu ve arei mishua se kosi rivaya a cup run it over, right? La'ana is poison. Okay, we're going to start here with the hay. Okay, tomorrow we'll continue with the vav. We'll just take a quick break for a moment before we start. Get this ready. Okay, right there. And got your hand, I'll be right there. Let's learn the Talmud.
It's interesting that pasuk about the pasuk phrase about the bear washed lying in wait. That's dafka what's happening now. Russia is compared to a bear. Yeah. Dafka, Russia is cracking down on Jews right now. Dafka what's happening. They're ready to pounce. It's unbelievable.
The world is not as complicit. Okay, so the Mishnah said that the Kriyas Ma'amad.
I didn't get a chance to see the Kriyas Ma'amad. When they say Kriyas Ma'amad, they set out for 2 minutes.
They're just about to.
Yeah, I'm saying, so I'm going to do what I want to do. I apologize. If you start, please, I apologize.
Okay. So the Mishnah said that on the days of Korban Ha'etzim, this is nebulous. I'm not going to, because there's no Korban Ha'etzim anymore. There's no Mamad anymore. But Mishnah said that Korban the Kriyas Ma'amad and Mincha, right? And Kriyas Torah. It said the Mishnah that each one of these Kriyas and the sort of Machlokes or Meir and the Chachamim over Gar HaMusaf. But that the Mishnah said that if there's a day of Korban Ha'etzim, there were certain days of the year where they would bring wood donations to the Mikdash. So on those days, you don't have a Kriyas HaTorah at Mincha. Okay? And that also, a way to read the Mishnah was that Me'ilah was canceled on those days. And in Bavli, there's one way to read the Mishnah, is that Me'ilah is only said on one of those days, which is Yom Kippur. But that's not the Pashtus, because the Mishnah said four times a year we say these four prayers, and Ne'ilah was one of them. So it's not only, what is Ne'ilah? Ne'ilah means the gates are closing, let's finish up davening and take advantage of what the day entails. Okay, so on the day of Korban Etzim, So they were, why did they leave out the kriya? Because they were too rushed. They were too rushed to say for the kriya, right? But so that's the so that's really so Rav Simon is supra the case of Torah. So they're too rushed because of all of the donations of the wood. Now there has to be a time manager in the Beis Hamikdash. Oh, there could be a woman who needs to bring her korban so she can go back to her husband. You know, after she gave birth, she wants to go home. So because in Chazal, that was the sin of an alien, that they didn't bring the women's korbanos fast enough. And it's likened unto as if though they slept with them because they prevented their women to go back to their husbands. So yeah, you need a lot of time. There's a ton of things that need to be done. Can you guess past him? He goes in when he says the next Kaddish. Your wife wasn't able to scream that.
Okay.
So the days that wood was donated to the Beis Hamikdash, they were aware of the fact that there's a lot of extra time has to be taken. Amount of extra time that has to be taken. A lot of extra time has to be taken to for the wood, so that they would save time. And you have to ask yourself, what? How long does it take to lay in the psukim and say Hebraicus? We could do it in 2 minutes. Right, but apparently things took longer there. Right? So, but Gemara asks, surely the time for Kesa Torah, how much time is there that extra wood donations take? You know, so this is what's coming up to each other. The wood donors are saying, we don't take so much time for the wood to be donated. And the layers are saying, we don't take so much time for laying. So what's giving? What's being, right? So what has to give? Now, actually, if there was something that it needs a an easing of time, it was the Seudos of Rosh Chodesh. Now, do you remember in Shmuel Aleph and Taf Torah when Rosh Chodesh falls on Sunday, that there were two meals? David missed the first one, and Shaul gave him a pass. And
but he was Tamei, right?
So that's how we learned that there's a lunar calendar. I mean, a solar calendar, you would need 2 days of Rosh Chodesh. Be it as it may, so that when you have all the extra activity for Rosh Chodesh, that's when we don't say, we don't have kriyas in Mincha, right? So it's Rav Manan Mikne Sudas Rosh Chodesh. Amar Rav Lazar, Hashem Kol HaTodim Mechadero Kodem Eschadero. So it's true, the few extra planks of wood would still leave plenty of time, ample time for the kriya, right? The Gemara doesn't answer that issue, but it does deal with why on Rosh Chodesh you might have a less kriya, because the Rosh Chodesh meals made the time frame basically. While you were gone, we said that there had to be clear time management on the daily workings of the Beis Hamikdash. You didn't want someone who needs for his Naziris has to be a certain day, the seventh day, the eighth day, if he became Tamei, a Metzora has things to do on the seventh day, things to do on the eighth day. It's bad enough if your doctor says, oh, I'm sorry, I you're the last appointment of the day, but I ran out of time and I have to be someplace else, I'm on vacation. And then the procedure you were waiting 2 months for now is put off another month. So in the Beis Hamikdash, that can happen too. Zero for Mitzaroy, for women who just gave birth.
It's a sin of B'nai Eli, let the woman stay the extra day.
Right. We can mention that now. Okay, so when extra things are taking place in the Beis Hamikdash, Rosh Chodesh Teves and Rosh Chodesh Nisan were these two days where trees were brought in. So on those days, there's extra seudos. So the Simon Tav Yud Tes in the Shulchan Aruch brings from Ari Yerushalmi that it's a mitzvah harbos b'seuda on Rosh Chodesh.
that you can bring from the story and that you just mentioned in Tanakh. But here is proof that that story shows that they actually did. They were meeting the special needs. Okay? So why does the Korban HaEtzim take precedence over the Kriyas Ma'amad? Because it's Todir. How is it Todir?
Because it's more...
Because it's determined by the day of the month, while the Kriya is determined by the day of the week. Right? Days of the month have greater significance than the days of the week. That's how the Korban HaEtzim is. Okay? So then you have to ask, so why do we observe Shabbos HaGadol always on the day of the week? You should always observe it on the 10th of Nisan. It's a shaila. The Torah mentions a number of answers to this question. Because originally the whole point of that made the miracle was that it was Shabbos. Mm. Right? But be that as it may, in the American calendar, we celebrate the third Thursday in November, Monday, they have utility for vacation days maybe, but the as far as the halacha goes, it's the day of the month that makes Pesach the holiday, etc. So, but here it's saying that's why the day of the month is taking precedence, meaning the Korban HaEtzim day over the Kriya of the month. Okay, all right. So the Gemara says Kriya Messiah Rabbi Yochanan. So Zach, your point is here in the Gemara. What does this say? Even in ancient times, 2 days of Rosh Chodesh were observed, right? So Rabbi Yochanan instructed the Rosh Knesios, right, to start their Rosh Chodesh meals late in the day, so it could extend to the next day. And there'll be Yotzei in celebrating both days. Right? So that's why we mentioned that. Of course, we mentioned Yalav Yavo in both days. Right? So here is Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan telling them that you have to have this Se'uda on both days. So the best way to do it, although in Tanakh, there are two separate Se'udas that Shaul has. Right. The Yochanan is giving them an Eitzah. Okay, just have so much food, so much. You don't want to have two big Seudos, it's a big expense. So what you should do is start the one meal on the end of the first day of Shodesh, let the meal extend to the beginning of the second day of Shodesh, and you have a Seuda on both days. Lav Dafka, that the Seuda has to be
in the ninth time of the second day is also.
You can fulfill Mitzvah Harbos Besuda of Shodesh by having the meal at night too. It's also a shortage. Right? Okay, so this is just an Eitzah Tova. Amrachia Barab Baba Yochanan Mifka the Knishta the Kufra Sabun Meol Aldu Imama Asun Imre Isman of the Yibura. They told the people in the Beis Knesses in Kufra, Imam place, is that when you eat your meal at the end of the first day, and extend it to the Zman Iburo, to the Ibur Chodesh, meaning the pregnant Chodesh, meaning it's the second day, and that's what we call a leap year, a pregnant year, Ibur Shana. It's pregnant, it has more than a... Exactly, it says 13 months. Mm-hmm. Okay, that's a few terminology that we can use. Okay, so it swells. That's the Yiddish word for pregnant. Swell. The same. Okay, so that's what we call a fetus, an Uber. Okay, let's go to the next halacha. Which is more on Korban HaEtzim. Well, Zman HaTzikon in Ma'am Tisha, the 9 times a year where there's something called the Korban HaEtzim. Not just the donations of the Eitzim, but something called the Korban Eitzim. Remember, this is a ring of bell for the Afyomi people here. That remember, Rebbe said that donation of an Eitz serves as a Korban also. The Eitzim eat salt, the Eitzim eat Eitzim, right? Okay, so these are Korban Eitzim 9 times a year. The day a family brought that Korban was a simcha for them, okay?
So as we said before about Pesach Sheni and Tashlumin, when you brought your korban not on time, that day became a yontif for you. Now, the question is whether the people who brought Pesach Sheni, we don't have it anymore, so we don't have it for Maisa. But the people who brought Pesach Sheni didn't say Tachanun that day, but they could eat the Mavacha that day. If you brought the Pesach Sheni a month later, you know, on the year, or more practically, more common maybe, is the Tashlumin for Shavuos. Tashlumin for Pesach and Sukkot takes place during Chol HaMoed, so it's a shtickle right. Yantar.
Shavuos doesn't have a Chol HaMoed.
Shavuos doesn't have a Chol HaMoed. So but you could bring the Tashlumin the whole week, the Maran Chagiga says, and you learn, you know, Sholesh, Pami, Shadas, and they're all three share the same rule. So here it's, you say that the day was like the I'm just going to tell you that those 9 dates and which families go to which family. We're going to read right through this, please. Bechav Nisman Yarach Ben Yehuda, Be'esher B'tamuz B'nei David Ben Yehuda. That was this past week. B'chamisha Ba'av B'nei Parush Ben Yehuda, B'shiva Ba'av B'nei Yonadav Ben Rechav, B'es Sarah Ba'av B'nei Sana Ben Binyam. Do you see a trend here? We went months between the first two, and now it's every few days.
Guys who gave later on probably gave less.
What are these dates? 20th of Tammuz, then the 5th above, then the 7th above, then the 10th above. The Chamisha Sarbo, the Zesua, the Yehuda, the Yimayim, Kalin, and Mubim. The Chomisha Tah Shifto, the Vene Gombe, Elim, the Vene Kotse Ketzios. His name is the family. Because now is where the summer heat is really taking into the trees and burns out all of the worms that are in them.
I think the reason why they gave the wood is because there was a shortage of wood that basically made that.
The time to do it is at the end of the fiscal year for wood donations. It's one of the reasons that the Gemara is going to say about that what Tuba Av is a happy day. Echa b'teve shebo b'nei paro shniya. Echa b'teve is lo ha'yamama shiya bo halel korban gusa b'korban nisa. Right. So on the first of Teves, there was so much more going on. It was Hallel in the Beis HaMikdash, there was Korban Musaf in the Beis HaMikdash, there was Korban Eitzim on that day. So that had something to give.
Yes. When did the Gibeonites stop giving the wood in this Tigger?
I mean, wood was one of the things they needed most.
But the Gibeonites were the ones who were supposed to do this.
So these are the 9 dates that they were bringing them. I mean, the donation of the wood was, that was the previous mission. The actual carbonates in when they made like a festival out of it was these 9 families. Right? Certain families were responsible for bringing the wood. Okay? So these are they. And also I tell you that in the beginning of Sefer Ezra, when he describes the provisions that Cyrus gave to Bnei Israel when they came back to build the temple. In Divrei Yamim, it just says he gave them permission. But in Ezra, it continues.
It lists all they gave.
It lists what he gave them. Like barges of salt, wine, and oil, and things that they would need, and tons of wood.
Barges of wood.
Oh, wood is mentioned. Sure. Okay, can I go to the Gemara now?
Yeah.
Why list these 9 dates? What's the point of them? Surely anyone could donate wood any day. And the Mishnah says so in the Sefer Shkalim. Well, Shkalim describes all of the communal obligations for the Beis HaMikdash. What's the chiddush of our Mishnah more than Shkalim, Herakvav, the Mishnah Dali? Right? It says that wood can be offered any time. So in the chiddush by Sheni, they lacked wood. Cyrus said to help them, but there was just so much. So they needed wood for building things, they needed wood for, okay? And the wood has to be shel-tzivui. You can't have a private donation of wood. It has to be donated first to the Gizbar, he makes it to the tzivur, and then, so donated wood must be given to the Gizbar, as I said. Okay? There's a truth of the Chazanish, remember, about giving some practicality to this for our time. But all right, anyway, these 9 people donated at different times specifically. And in recognition, the Nevi'im at the time of Ezra, right, stipulated that their descendants from these nine families would donate wood just in recognition of their action. And so it's a way of giving this sort of anniversaries to give them to their descendants on the original dates. But it's true. These not limited. Donate dates to donate wood is not limited to these nine dates. Right? In future years. Okay. These dates only serve to commemorate the original donations. So in fact, they didn't have enough wood. So these nine families really came through. And even if we have full complements of wood for the activities in the Beis Hamikdash, that Shiyu Mevi'im Me'atzman on those dates to give them cover. So it's a good mussar. Future generations. They got recognition that their wood got used. You always want your material to be used, right? You're looking a gift, you wanted to use it. Amaracha Durbyosa, he Durbyosa Amar, Afarotza Visnadev Shomakhid. So what is this? So the barley donated to make the omer on the second day of Pesach, and the wheat used to make the shtei halachim on Shavuos were not so easy to come by, because as we know, that had to be the first mincha chadasha. So you couldn't even harvest grain before the omer was brought. Okay, so it must come from grain, from seeds that were taken from other grain for that year, not the year before. It's a Mishnah in Menachos, that piggy one. So during Shemitah, where there's no sowing, right, so we have to rely on Svichim. Svichim are things that grow by themselves. To ensure that there's enough grain for these two, for these Menchas Omer and Mishnah Lechem, so Beis Din hired Shomrim to keep away animals and to keep away individuals from taking advantage of this and growing other Svichim and lying about it. That's the reason why we have the din of Svichim in the Gemara of Pesachim and the Gemara of Yom Kippur. So, to keep individuals from using it since it's hefker. Okay? So, the Gemara is at the end of Yavamas, in Menachos, the Gimel, the Dal. All right, about this. Okay? So, Rabbi Yossi allows the Shomer to voluntarily guard the grain. What could be wrong with voluntarily guarding the grain? Because the Rabbanan insists that he be paid. If he's not being paid, then there's a chash that he won't wholeheartedly transfer the ownership of this thing, which is Hefker, to the Gizbar. He's saying, well, I'm wasting my time doing this. But if he's being paid, by the way, the Rashba learns from this Yerushalmi that you should always pay a chazan. Don't let chazanim work for nothing. Because if they're working for nothing, all right, okay, I'm not feeling so up to going to show to the other different show. He's being paid. I think this could be for doctors also, for whatever. So, you get what you pay for. You pay peanuts, you get monkeys. Let's see what's inside. Okay. So Amar Rav Acha to Rav Yosef, Rav Yosef Mar, Acha Rotsen is not Yip Shom Chima. So Rav Yosef allows the Shomer to voluntarily guard it, and he's not worried that he won't wholeheartedly transfer it to the Gizbar, because if he doesn't wholeheartedly transfer it to the Gizbar, it remains a Korban Yochid, and then that's not good for the Tzibur. It has to be out of my dominion, right? So two partially owned wood can be donated to the Mizbeach I have a similar concern, because if it's not fully owned by the person who's giving it, it remains owned by someone else, possibly, if he's a partner with that person. And then it's not part of the team. Interesting. Right? So Rabbanan said, only if he's paid can we assume that the whole argument transferred. Rabbi Yossi says we rely on them doing so without payment. Okay? There's a Gemara at the end of Bava Metzia that has a discussion about similar issues, about making sure that someone's paid and wholehearted transference. Okay, there also is for Yossi and the Rabbanan. The Gemara gives different explanations of this. Yushami's approach is that this is the machlokes, whether we wholeheartedly
watch it.
Whether we think that since he's watching for nothing, that he's not really. Some people say this, if they're asking you to give a lecture and you're wealthy, you should still be paid, because otherwise they're going to say, oh, he doesn't get paid, so let's get him. And they won't take it seriously for themselves. Right? Ask for payment and give it to tzedakah. Okay. The Rambam says that you can't acquire hefker just by watching it. Apparently from Malka Mara.
You can't acquire
hefker just by watching it. Take it away. Yeah. Yeah. Right, give him a payer, remember, you can just say, I saw it first. Give him a mitzvah, Ria lo kanya. You can't say, I found it, you have to say, I grabbed it. Okay, move on. Rabbi Yossi b'shem Rabbi Yehuda, Divrei HaKol Hi. Namora holds that the Shitas Rabbanan, which doesn't allow a voluntary shmira of sfichin, for use for the Omer and Shtei Lechem, yet he would allow privately owned Eitzim for the Mizbeach. Why? Because we assume that as soon as he gives it over, the Gizbar, even if he privately gives it over, it's. Right? Okay, so he wants to say that the Braisa that refers to individual families donating wood to the Beis Mikdash is not just the Rabbanan. It's the holidays. It's only for gufo shel korban that is machlokes, not using privately owned funds. And the behema of kitim, or the barley for the omer. But eitzim, which are not the actual korban, what's an eitzim? Shirei korban. Now, there is
a machlokes is whether it is
a korban. Whether the eitzim need eitzim.
It's a korban that requires salt.
Right. Yeah, that's ready. Give it here to Rabbanan and Yossi, the holidays. Even the Rabbanan who don't allow Shmiras Chinam, because then he might hold on to
it. Would allow it here for private wood.
Would allow it here. And the dates maybe transferred from private to public ownership directly. Doesn't have to go through the Gizbar. Okay.
Oh,
well, okay. So let's see inside. Yossi Bishima Hila, you recall me. Not pleading the gufo shel korban. They only argue about the actual korban, but the shiri korban, the wood, which is not the korban itself. That's machlokes. So here the Yerushalmi seems to side with the Rabbanan against Rebbe and the machlokes. Right? Shiri korban. Kol ama modei shehu mishtana min korban lachol korban. So everybody agrees that it directly transfers. Okay. Now the Gemara takes a tangent from this. Let's see what this tangent is. Let's see where it is. It's brought down in Halacha. It was clear in Mikdash and Rambam. The base says it's a Mishnah in Shkalim. And it's brought down in Yerushalmi with Yalf. So you have to be. Okay, let's see what it is. The question is whether or not machshire mitzvah may be privately donated according to the Rabbanan. Machshire mitzvah, korban eitzim. Our Gemara wants to say that the Rabbanan are only worried about the actual korban, the minchas omer, lechem, other things where the person might not transfer it wholeheartedly. So that's where they say, you better pay that shomer. Right? When it comes to the eitzim, the Gemara thinks that the Rabbanan will go along with it. Okay, so So let's substitute the ksonis for the Isha Sha'asa ksonis. Remember, Hannah made that from his son. Isha Sha'asa Asas ksonis Libna. Tzvichol and Sorrow and Tzibur. Did you know that? A woman wants to make some garment for a son to wear. No. Because the ksonis is machshir korban. You can't be duty of olde without the shirt.
It has to be down. It has to be dedicated to the base of mikdash. You can't own it personally.
Also, there's a machlokes for Biosi and Rabacha regarding the sheet of the chachamim, right? Regarding the hechsher mitzvah. Can the mother make the shirt?
Right, that her son will wear.
The son will wear. Well, the moda. Unless she gives it over to the treasurer. Okay. The Beis Yosi only on the guf of shel korban, but on the shivei korban, he said Rabbanan agree with Rabbi Yosi. That was the mower of Rabbi Yosi the Tana.
Why is it brought down in Shkolim?
Shkolim describes everything that you can donate to the Beis Mikdash. So a woman donating a shirt.
Shekel to the Beis Mikdash, so the clothing is a Shkolim.
Rabacha wants to say that it's only Rabbi Yosi. Shouldn't this behave like the oil? It's not the actual goof korban, it's in the hasher korban. In the tummy, but they use it for their pillows at night when they're sleeping.
Right, because there's a pillow. That's yes, right. That's in the name of Zephyr's tongue.
Yeah, you wouldn't use it. You wouldn't use that directly if it was not just the carbon itself. It's actually carbon. Right?
Zephyr's tongue.
So if the Rabbanan allow the donation of the wood, right, even though they don't allow the Shamachinam, the wood directly, but they don't allow the Shamachinam, Okay, so why should the shirt behave the same as the work? That's the question. Rabbi Asa b'shem Rabbi La, direct call me. He says, yeah, the shirt behaves like the wood. Ma'achi when the gufo shel korban, but the machshirei korban, korban amon deshu mishtam the korban ma'achi the korban. It was only the gufa korban. What was the three examples that Mar gave? The omer, the barley for the omer, the wheat for the shtei halachem. Right? And anything directly for the korban. So here we said that Rabbi Yosi said that Mora said that wood behaves differently than that. So surely the garment should behave the same as the wood. Right? You see it? So let's see. This is all brought down for this purpose. The 9 days considered chagim. Right, what we said is not enough time for the Kriya. Right? 9 days that we sit, at least 9 days, we have the expense of the Kriya. Right? So Rabbi Yosi said it's only Bishas HaKor. After the Churban, these days were sad reminders of what was. Right? That's what we want to show the other dreams here. So Omer, the first day or the last day. So we see that there were festivals for actual wood donations. So there's enough gemina for the chachamim between an actual korban, which can't come from private funds, and machshir korban, which may be donated. Right? But the zman atzei korban implies that the korbanos were actually brought, which seems to mean that the zman atzei korban is like the korban itself. This now sounds like Rebbe. Where a donation of the wood is like a carbon. You have to sprinkle salt on it. And it needs other wood. Like the carbon needs wood. Okay, Masnisa Klimala Yosef, just look at the reading inside. And he said, Kosa Yomit, no being behind the Shas carbon, the Shalom Shas carbon. Yosef Omer, in a no being held the Shas carbon. Yosef says it's only when the carbon is actually brought. Ubi Madot, Tanya Madot, Zedro, Yerbe, Sado.
Anu hayinu mibnei sana'ah b'minyamin chokishabah b'yos b'shabas v'dachinu osol amotzei shabas hayinu misanim b'bom shabas. One time when Tisha B'Av fell on the Shabbos and we fasted the next day, the tenth of remember the previous page was one of those days.
And yes, you mentioned it. Yes, it was
Sarabal.
Yeah.
So it was like a festival. So we fasted because it was a Tisha B'Av pushed off, but we actually ate at the end because it was our Yom Tov.
Huh.
So this is an interesting, it's a fascinating little piece of Gemara, because in Megillah Daf Hey, this Gemara that says that Rebbe wanted to do away with Tisha B'Av when it was pushed off.
Okay.
Maybe when it falls on, that's not, I mean, that is the case this year. The 9th of Av is actually Shabbos. And he said, listen, we're not fasting on the 9th of Av. We're eating on Tisha B'Av this year. Tisha B'Av, it's in Shabbos. So this is an interesting little piece of Gemara here, this fact that when there was one of the festivals for the tree donations with the 10th of Av, and it when it fell on that day, it was pushed off. If the Tisha B'Av is on a Sunday, of course, Monday you'll have that festival. But when it was pushed off, they lo mashlimim. You see that? Finish.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so let's just finish off. This is going to be very quick because it's just the family names, right? Ma'u b'nei omvei, eili b'nei kotzei tzios, ala b'shar shahoshi b'yirabim ben nevar, kars da'os. What are these names of these families? Who are the name of family going to be? Kotzei tzios means the sons of those who cut dates for trees. What kind of name is that? Right? So this is where the names come from. Yishar Shehoshi Yiravim Benavot Parsida Os Al Adrachim. Now, remember that when the 10 tribes broke from Shlomo's son, the Chabo, right? And the 10 tribes broke, Yiravim Benavot, the Russia, was Machdias Arabim, he prohibited the Jews from traveling to Shalani. He said, if they go to Yerushalayim, they'll start to work to serve that. So the Yerubim and Nevot put up these parts of those to make sure that people weren't going on pilgrimages. And they wouldn't even let people bring the Matzah Sheni to Yerushalayim. They wouldn't let people bring their Ravai, their Netzah and Karen Ravai to Yerushalayim. So Gemara and Lloyd Kaplan says, and Chagiga, people used to carve out canes and make the hollow canes. Remember that, Jack? Zach? What would they put inside?
The coins.
That's the trick. That's the
first fruits. The first fruits.
Yes. They would bring some shiny rye and stuff inside. And then they would check and say, do you have anything to bring? No. And then they got some shine. They took it out and then they put figs inside and things like that. And they were able to eat it there. So you rub them with these parsidahos on the paths. Lowly and Malika, Mrs. Trala, Losi, Shalim. They wouldn't allow the Jews. These are the families that made their way, the nine families, a little bit of discussion. It could be a fast because it's very quick for Gemara. Only have three lines of notes on this whole page, this whole thing here. That why they got these names. And they go and bake, see, quote, see, the ones who cut figs. Where did you get those names? So, whenever someone called me Shaya Kosher, you're a fate. Oh, so Hador, we see the words do with fate. Is it still just Hestes in your Gemara? See, olives fall out even at the end of words in Yerushalayim. Right? People who were God fearing that generation, they are maybe as Bikura, as Zach just said. They can bring the Bikura. You know, some of the Sol Chasal. Machabe Osan Katsios, no tell us Sa'ali, but no sin is a Sa'al, I say, no tell us Sa'ali, the other. I hear they say that they would hide it inside the slats in the basket. Even Shem and Gia, but also on Shamer, when they got up to the watchman, you want him low, Leichan Atolech, where are you going? You want me low, any Olech, the last of Smak, Sios, the Lalu.
kapos achas shel tvei lebaal ba'ali hazesh biyadi. I'm going to make to sell some crushed figs with this ali is a pestle. Even over so long as Shamera Hayama Atra the Malam is in the bar, then he would take out the fruits and treat them as he wanted to. They did this to Gemara, it's in Bavli, that they did this for Master Shane, for Rabbi. Okay. Malomer, the Ne Salmai Hanititsasi. What do you call them? People who carried their baskets. And the people who carried who made their way over, nonetheless, across the guards. El Komi Shaviyam Isnad Eitzim Yizirim Maracha Hayam Edi Eitzim Bahusa Usam Kmin Shlavin Bahusa Usam Kmin Sulam. The Nos Kanaf Seifa. What would they do? They would take wood and make them into what looked like ladders. They would make them into look like lattices. They say, "I'm selling. I'm a carpenter. I'm selling." And then they would undo it, and then they have the wood to donate to the Beis Hamikdash. Even Shira so Mishamer the Omer Lo Leich Hamata Oleich. For merely any Oleich Ela Lo Havi Shni Gozlo Salalu Min Hashova Abzelif Shifnevis Shifnevis Sulam Hazeh. And I have a ladder. I need this ladder to do some business with some young birds to sell. Okay, so. So that's why I need a ladder. Shall I say if I'm on the shoulder? Kibun shall be over. So Sami Shamer, when you pass that watchman, Hayama, the Farkan, Mala, Sami Mishlan. You would take it down and use the wood to come in and take apart the ladder. On the day she knows it's not Shem Mitzvah, Zachar Mikno Shem Tova, Ulam, Balayam, Buah, Mer, Zechon, Salad, Kibrach. A beautiful piece of Gemara.
That's the answer.
It's because they were Moser Nefesh. If that guard saw that they're bringing Bikurim and wood to donate to the Beis HaMikdash, they'll kill them. So they were Moser Nefesh, you could work it and serve them for future generations.
You had given a drasha once when you said that all Israel in the north was exiled by some terror by the king who took away the guard.
Took away the guard.
Took away the guard. People didn't go.
Because
people did go.
Yeah. So this is about Shane. But this is right after Bias Mishnah. This is before Moshe Rabbeinu.
Right. I'm saying so there were people in the north before Moshe Rabbeinu who didn't want to go.
But when Hoshea removed those parts of those, right? So now you have no excuse.
So those who normally go would
say we have no excuse for not making Aliyah. You have excuse 100 years ago. Now it's very easy, it's very simple. Okay, Chaver, this is what it's all about. Okay, we got up to the fifth Mishnah, this is the last Mishnah in the sector. And now we have the Mishnah that tells us what happened on the four festivals. This is really the bread and butter of what we came to do. And it's the halfway mark. Is it the halfway mark of the material? No. 1, 2, 3, 4. Pages of pages of 7.
Thank you very much. Great show.
Thank you. Oh, yeah. Well cast effort. So we should be able to do this. Okay, great day, everybody.